And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kim Newstrom. She is with Habitat for Humanity in Lafayette and here to talk about the organization as well as Restore, which is a big part of their efforts in the community in a really special way.
It is. Thanks for having me, Judith. A lot of people know about the Restore. It's only been open about 5 years, but the concept is something that Habitat for Humanities internationally have started sort of laying the groundwork for. So it started maybe about 15 years ago in Austin, and then they just started popping up in areas where a habitat existed because it sort of combines what we do from the construction end of things as Habitat, providing safe and affordable housing, in that we take materials, donated materials, and turn around and sell them to the general public. So our Restore here is located at 215 Pinnock Road. It's actually at the intersection of Pinnock and Refinery on the United Way of Acadiana campus. And it's open to the general public Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And anyone can go and shop there. And there's just an array of things from building materials, doors, windows, fixtures, sinks, as well as furniture, gently used furniture and appliances. So this is not, it's all gently used. It's not junk. It's not trash. It's not things that people are throwing out at curbside. These are things, our appliances have to be working. They can't be more than 5 years old. Furniture, you know, can't be too damaged, and we want it, to be a sort of a nice purchase for people at a reduced price. So it can be anywhere from half off of the retail price, as well as some of these building materials and ceiling fans and things like that. When you go to a big box store or a big supplier, the prices that we have are sometimes around half of what you would pay at retail.
You know, I think some people may have the mistaken idea that you have to have some kind of proof that you are, I guess like some other government program, you know, you'd have to have proof that you're eligible for the program. But that's not so in this case. It's sort of open like other...
It is. It's open like, to... It's similar
like
to...
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, Goodwill Industries, things like that. It's open to the public to come and shop, as well as make donations. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today is the importance of donating to the Restore. We don't need necessarily dollars, which... of course, we'd take if someone wanted to. But we're looking for items when people are renovating their homes, when they're updating their appliances, when they're getting new furniture. All of those things that they're pulling out, that they're tearing out, are things that we can take at the Restore and sell it, and it becomes unrestricted revenue that we can in turn put back into the building of our habitat houses.
And in addition to people who really are trying to, build their own homes, perhaps, or repair their own homes, who may not have the means, this is a great place for them to acquire items like that.
And we have, a lot of suppliers and manufacturers, contractors, people that do renovations, make donations when they have over-ordered on certain items, or they don't want to necessarily return it to the manufacturer, but rather give it to us to sell at the Restore. And so sort of speaking to those groups of people as well, if you are a contractor, if you do building, if you do renovating, we are a source to take all of those materials so you don't have to haul it off. We can schedule a pickup and come get it for you. And also, it's not going into a landfill. And I think last year we had about 40 tons of items given to the Restore that otherwise would have been in a landfill if they weren't given and resold through our Restore.
So this is recycling on a grand scale.
Absolutely, on a much bigger scale. But again, all of the dollars raised through selling these items at our Restore go to support the mission of Habitat for Humanity, which is to build safe and affordable housing for the people in Lafayette Parish. And, you know, we always are encouraging people to find out more about our mission. We actually just started doing volunteer orientations for people who want to either go on site and do construction or that want to volunteer at the Restore, because we have a very small staff. We have, I think, one full-time and three part-time equivalents on staff to to help facilitate the restore. So we started hosting volunteer orientations where people can come and get more information about the restore and about the site construction. We actually have one tonight at the United Way office, but our next one will be on Tuesday, December 11th at the United Way building. And you can call the Habitat office for more information on
that.
So
if you've ever thought, I sure would like to get involved with Habitat, perhaps volunteer, this would be a good orientation to attend?
Right. It lasted about an hour. And so it gives you an overview. And then we sort of broke it out into two separate areas. If you're interested in site construction, come into this room. If you're interested in restore, because it's at the United Way, it's right next door to the restore. You just walk over and get a little tour. Mm-hmm. So then people can decide for themselves which is a best fit volunteer opportunity. And then when they do show up for their shift, they've already been trained. They have already gotten all the details, all of the requirements, and they can get to work right when they get there.
All right. Well, give us a sense of the scope of activities of Habitat in Lafayette Parish.
We're just finishing up an entire street full of homes, actually on one side, which is on East Gilman, sort of right in the downtown area, right off the downtown area, and which brings us to a total over the past 20 years of being in Lafayette of building 89 homes in this area. So we're nearing 90.
Homes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we are just breaking ground on our next project, which is in the Macomb-Vizé neighborhood off of Pinhook in that area. And we are working with their neighborhood coterie. They're telling us what their needs are. Obviously, Habitat brings to the table new construction, but it's not as easy these days just to jump in and build a house and leave. You want to see that things in the neighborhood are being approached in a holistic way. So we're partnering with that neighborhood association to find out what are your needs. Is it healthcare? Is it shopping? Is it education? You know, things like that. And they're telling us their needs as amongst other nonprofits that are also at the table. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a neighborhood revitalization approach versus a house being built one at a time.
Right, and it sounds like Habitat is collaborating with other organizations to create those holistic
absolutely.
Neighborhoods.
Lafayette Consolidated Government, which donated us more than 12 pieces of property in the Macomb-Vizé neighborhood. So we will be building new homes on that land that they donated to us. And we're going to be there for the next 2 to 3 years. That's where all of our focus will be on building these homes, but also really looking at the long-term effects of us going in there and making sure that all the needs are being met by pulling in other partners and other resources to really grow that neighborhood to what, you know, what it once was. When you speak to people who grew up in that neighborhood, they have fond memories of being there, and it's still a wonderful place. It's just like many neighborhoods, over time people move away. Maybe there's more rentals than there have been in the past, and this coterie and this neighborhood is really excited about just renovating it and refreshing it and bringing it to the good place that they really want it to continue to be.
So it sounds like you would like a lot of people to become interested in working with Habitat, attending more of your orientation meetings, learning how that they can become involved.
Absolutely. And we sort of kicked things off this past weekend. I know you announced it with the Paint Macomb-Vizé project. Mm-hmm. And Adrian Fulton, the artist, came out and at the intersection of 12th and Magnolia, projected a huge magnolia flower that took up the entire intersection. And the children and residents in the neighborhood came together and painted it. It was a 4-hour painting project. And then in turn, painted the crosswalks all the way around it. And so that was sort of our soft kickoff, our unofficial kickoff to the next 2 or 3 years in partnership with them and the other organizations that we mentioned.
All right, so lots of activity with Habitat. Again, if you've ever been interested, you can find out more about visiting their website, calling them, and perhaps attending one of the orientation sessions that they have. Also, again, if you have just tuned in, my guest is Kim Newstrom. She is with Habitat for Humanity in Lafayette Parish, here talking about the organization as well as Restore, which is their store for people to help themselves if they need building materials. Financially, or just if you want to donate, or anyone who would like to find some interesting items at this store.
And we just launched a new website as well, Restore Lafayette.org, so you can get a better sense of who we are and what we are as far as essentially a retail outlet for building materials and things like that. And we have a lot of sort of DIY people that like to do their own projects that, and have their own side businesses that come to us on a weekly basis to see what we have that's new that they can repurpose, refurbish, remodel, and then turn around and make a profit from it. And a lot of them come back and make a donation to the Restore Into Habitat on behalf of sort of that pass-through that's happening when they purchase items.
Right. And so if you have something to donate, you can find out more about donating at Restore. And again, that website is restorelafayette.org for further information. I like that number you quoted earlier, 40 tons of items and materials donated that were kept out of a landfill. So that's a great reason to donate.
That's a motivation for many, definitely.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And what can people find at that website, Restore? What sorts of information do you have there?
Well, it gives a list of, there's a list of things that we do accept. There's also a list of things we don't accept. Mm-hmm. Currently, we can't accept paint. Mm-hmm. And that's something that everybody looks for an opportunity to get rid of. But it's just we have to turn around and try and dispose of it ourselves as well. Mm-hmm. So we don't take paint. And just, there's a short list of things that we currently can't accept. But if you show up at our Restore to drop off something and it's something we're not accepting, typically they'll try and reroute you to another organization that you can get it to.
Right.
So, but it just gives you more details about the Restore and our hours and different, every once in a while we auction off an item that's in high demand, like an antique stove, and we have one of those, I think, actually going on right now. So, it just gives some more detailed information.
So if you check out that site. And do you have a Facebook page as well?
Yes, I think it's Lafayette Habitat Restore, Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Just
you can find it
words.
In there, yes.
And that certainly keeps people up on what's happening, what's arriving at Restore as well. Again, Kim Newstrom with Habitat for Humanity. You can find out more by going to their website. And what is the Habitat website?
LafayetteHabitat.org.
LafayetteHabitat.org. And the Restore is restorelafayette.org for more information. Well, Kim, thank you so much for letting us know. And certainly a lot of people, this is Giving Tuesday nationwide. So people looking for ways to give as the holiday season starts. And they can find out more about that at your websites.
Thanks, Judith.
Thank you.